This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
Hey, there he is, the man, the myth, the legend. That is Omar Kelly. How you feeling, O? You feeling good?
Yeah, man. Can't complain. Making it happen.
All right. What's going on tonight on I Am Athlete, by the way? I know you're on Sirius tonight.
Funny you asked that. We will have – they had Deion Sanders on last night. And
Saban is so pathetic. I mean, he's just – pathetic.
You covered him, so you have probably a little bit more of a context.
To go after Jackson State because they got one guy. I mean, yeah. You get 10, 12 of those guys every year at Alabama, and you're going to complain about a school getting one when Deion's doing so many good things for Jackson State. You know what I mean? And they need so much help in an HBCU school, and to have a guy like Deion there to bring all kinds of attention and boosters and people to care about the program. Anybody on the outside, and I know it's above them to think this way, but that's actually good for the community. And that's something that is, believe it or not, Deion is actually doing something that's really, really important for that school. It's not just about trying to be in the national spotlight and win and all that. No, man, it's actually improving the lives and the vibe of that school and people to feel better about their school, not just academically, which they all feel great about their school normally academically, but then athletically for it to matter a little bit more. You know what I mean? And instead you go after them because they get a kid that could help bring more attention to HBCU schools. And it's just, dude, it's disgusting. But I'm glad it happened because karma, good and bad, is kind of one of those things that brings balance in the world. And he has been about so much bad karma for so long. It is time he got some of that bad karma back. Investigations are coming his way, baby.
You think investigations are coming his way?
Oh, yeah. Media members are going to start unearthing. Oh, yeah. There are going to be people that work with him that are going to be the unnamed sources that are all of a sudden going to release some information because they're not going to like that he is acting like the bully. Like, I am not getting my way. I'm not getting
he's been a bully for since 2004.
And that was a bully the other night. That's him trying to bully people in the SEC and everybody else, and I'm glad that Jimbo Fisher let him have it, bro. I'm glad.
I think the context of college football is changing. The landscape is changing. It's just becoming, it's always been a dirty game. It's just becoming more public knowledge. They're not pretending like they're a clean game. So, I didn't know the UM quarterback was driving a BMW 7 Series, but this is, even going back to the days when I covered UM.
What's it called? Michael Irvin was driving a brand new 300 ZX. What's the big deal, dude? I mean, come on, man. I've lived all these things. And so, you know what they hate is that now they liked it being under the table.
Under the table. Mm-hmm. Now it has to be regulated. And
some of these businessmen that are boosters for some of these southern schools may not like that they have to publicly show that they got to give this black kid this money. You know what I'm saying? I mentioned this yesterday because I don't have any fear of anything and I say what I have to say. So John Ruiz is openly saying, hey, Mr. FIU kid, Mr. FAU kid, Florida State, UM, come represent Life Wallet. So what's wrong with some of these other southern schools? Are they their boosters and their businesses don't want the kids to publicly represent their are they not getting as many NIL deals?
What's the deal?
I'm just saying.
Honestly, I've been so out of the college game for over a decade that I'm struggling to keep up with the NIL situation and struggling to keep up with the
transfer. You don't have to, dog. You don't have to. So don't worry about it. That's the good thing. Although, wait a minute, hold on. Is the Gazette making you get on the Georgia or Tech beat or something? Is that what's going on? Oh, Pitt. I'm sorry. The Panthers. Are you going to be on the Panthers beat or something? Is that Gazette is going to have you do Steelers and Panthers? Is that
I just need to be more aware as a general columnist about what's going on in all of the world and landscape of sports.
As long as you don't have to stay up with pop culture, you're fine, bro. You're good. You can adjust.
I might have to stay up with pop culture a little bit more than I usually am. That's it.
I am athletes forcing you to do that, huh?
more urban culture, not necessarily pop.
Of course.
I don't think we care about urban culture. We actually have an IMF athlete episode that I directed coming out today.
Nice.
First time directing anything, so that was dope. We'll see if I'll do it again. It's about.
What is it about? Yeah, I was going to ask.
It's about really the IM Athlete crew, Pac-Man Jones, DJ Williams, Brandon Marshall, Chad Ochocinco, telling these young draftees, these young players, things that they wish people would have told them when they first began in their career, about having to cut mom off, how telling your best friend no about a loan for a business. Things that they wish that somebody had put in their ear that they probably learned a little bit too late.
It's tough to tell your loved ones no. You know what I'm saying? That's not easy for anybody.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that being easy for those guys, because I would imagine it's not easy for me. And sometimes I've had to do it. You know what I mean?
But you aren't an endless bank, and I think they give good strategies. For instance, you know, putting business people in charge of anything that relates to money. DJ Williams talks about, you know, being protective of your image, because DJ ran the streets, got himself into trouble, had some social media flare-ups that, you know, made him a poster boy in the NFLPA's rookie symposium. So don't be this guy. So they talk about, you know, and as you know, Pac-Man Jones, Brandon Marshall, Chad Ochocinco, they all had very colorful careers. So
yes,
sharing a lot of wisdom there.
Yeah. Yeah. Chad, outside of the headbutting thing with Lozada, he wasn't really a guy that was ever in trouble. He was always a guy having fun. That was the one incident that he had, and the one incident that freaking got him in all kinds of hot water. It's funny because that was the one incident that never resembled who Chad was.
It didn't resemble who Chad was, but
it's crazy, you know, right? It's nuts. You know what I mean? Although, you know what I would like to talk to Pac-Man about? Because, you know, he's done a lot of shit that he probably, you know, has a ton of regrets, right? But the one thing that I was happy for him, and you know, not so much, I won't say happy for him, but justifiable, was that idiot in the airport that he kicked his ass, because that guy was such a jerk, bro, and he deserved an ass kicking.
I don't even know that incident that you're talking about.
See, that's what I'm telling you about pop culture, bro. You better catch up, man.
So next time you see
Pac-Man, tell him that I say, that guy in the airport, you did the right thing kicking his ass, because he
I might regret
a lot of other shit he did, but that one right there.
I have heard so many Pac-Man fight and rest stories. That one I don't know. I gotta ask about that.
That one was all just. I don't think he even got in trouble or anything, because it was all on video. Thank the Lord it was on video.
I'm gonna look that up on video.
He probably wouldn't have gotten the benefit of the doubt. That's the thing. So thank the Lord it was on video. Because that guy was first class a-hole, bro.
Everything survives on YouTube, so I'm going to check that out. I'm actually
It's there
tonight. So
It's there. Check it out. It's actually a trip. But that was one where you're watching. You're going, I know Pac-Man's done some things that he probably. But that one, I'm with Pac-Man on that one, bro. Kick his ass. Kick it. It's kind of, what it would remind me of? The dude that went up on stage in Chappelle. And then we see him with a broken arm, faces all screwed up.
Isn't he suing?
Goody for your ass. I don't care if he's suing or not. Hey, the guy that that Tyson kicked his ass. Tyson was cleared. Why? Because that guy was a scumbag. That guy was just trying to get Tyson in trouble. And all he did was get Tyson. How stupid are you to try to engage Mike Tyson, bro?
You want to be famous, bro.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be famous that badly, bro. No. I'm fine. I'll stay in anonymity. I'll stay behind the scenes. I don't need an ass kicking by Mike Tyson.
I agree.
I'm famous. That's not the kind of famous I really want. All right, so what are you working on Dolphins-wise after this week of minicamp?
I actually just updated the depth chart, taking a look at basically everybody who's on the roster, including the new addition, Melvin Gordon, the removals. And I broke down, not for the Sun Sentinel, but I broke down for my own personal use, 44 players who should safely make it onto the 53-man roster if they actually stay healthy. So that means that there are about 9 vacancies or open roster spots. So that's about consistent, and it should make for a very interesting and competitive camp.
Did you put in there to tell Lynn Bowden Jr. to better get healthy because he's not on the team?
Yeah, he's not on the team right now. So
of course not.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, there are 9 open roster spots, so anybody who performs and earns it, they can get on the bandwagon. I still need another offensive lineman, still need another edge player, still need another defensive tackle, still need another cornerback, still need another safety, step forward and sort of earn a spot, not get grandfathered one.
Right. Okay. What's the stiffest competition you think going into camp in a couple months?
I think it's for the 5th running back spot. If there's going to be a 5th running back spot.
All right, yeah, because you've got the fullback taking
fullback,
up the fourth spot, right?
Got you. So it's Gaskin, Ahmed, Savon, and Ingold kind of competing for 2 spots.
No, Ingold's not competing with anybody. He already made it.
You might see what – you might have what you like in a tight end and feel like you don't need a fullback. You never know.
They didn't sign that guy straight out of free agency and give him the money. They have a plan for him, bro. They have a fullback in San Francisco, and this is a pass catching one too.
I don't disagree with you.
I don't think he's in any competition with anybody because I don't think anybody can do what he does. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. $3.5 million in guaranteed money. You're correct.
Yeah, dude. He's not competing with it. He has a specific. It's Omar, that role doesn't even exist in the NFL. There's only a couple of guys that can actually play it, and we have one of the guys. He's on the team.
So, yeah, he's got a $2 million in base salary, and he's already gotten a signing bonus. Yeah, you're right. He's here.
Yeah, he's here, bro. He's here. I do agree with you. The 5th spot is up, but it's not Ingold. Ingold's got the 4th spot.
Sony Michel, Gaskin, and Savon Ahmed. Or Ahmed Savon. I never get that right.
So it's Savon Ahmed. You got to say Ahmed.
That's Ahmed. How it is.
Yes, Savon Ahmed. But yeah, those guys, I agree with you. They're competing for that final spot. Yeah, I would say. And Michelle, if he can stay healthy, should be the lead dog when it's all said and done, right?
Yeah, I thought so. And in fact, I put him up there as the lead dog, even though Chase Edmonds. I did the numbers, and I believe last season he contributed like 70 yards rushing and receiving, which is pretty good for a number 2 back. So I'm pretty sure if given more opportunity, he can do more. We'll see.
Yeah. Chase is a versatile player, so I'm pretty sure that he'll be on the team because of his versatility. I like that signing, actually. I think that that's a really good sign. Mostert's the guy that I think is only here for a year. And the interesting part, by the way, I looked it up. You were right. It's not a ligament. It's cartilage. Now, the question that we have with him is, how much cartilage did he lose? If it's not that much, it's not that big a deal, obviously, because then you don't have to worry so much about bone on bone. But yeah, that's where is he in his recovery? How far?
He's not practicing right now, but he's doing a lot. I think the plan is probably to have him ready for training camp. I'm not sure if he'll participate in the rookie mini camp, but not rookie, but mandatory mini camp. But I don't necessarily think it's necessary. He seems to be on pace to be available for training camp, and I'm sure they'll probably just ease him in.
When's the next camp for the Dolphins?
We got an availability on Tuesday, the next week Tuesday. So we probably might need to move my date.
Somebody's asking, any word on Hunter Long?
You know what? I when I did this Jep chart, I realized I didn't even notice him last camp. So that's not necessarily a good thing. not a bad thing, but it's not necessarily a good thing.
I don't know if this is true, but it says the guy who attacked Chappelle has just been charged with attempted murder for a previous stabbing incident at a living facility he was at. Holy crap. So this guy's straight up crazy, bro.
Hey man, he got in there with a knife and a gun or something like that.
Well, I think it was a fake gun, but still he got in with a knife.
I mean, how you get into a venue with a fake gun?
I don't know, bro. I have no idea. You know, this is the kind of shit that us normal people, we're not even thinking of. So why would we even think of sneaking it in when we have no interest in carrying one anyway? You know what I'm saying? It just,
yeah, but don't you have to subject yourself to a metal detector?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's, or just, pat down.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last place I went group setting that didn't. Well, now this is the kind of settings that I like to go to, but where I wasn't pat down or had to go through a metal detector. Like,
yeah, no, I don't remember one myself. No, I'm with you there. All right. What else are you working on in the Sentinel besides?
Man, you got a lot of work for me at the Sentinel. Like, bro, I'm trying to vacation. I'm trying to book my vacation.
I didn't know, bro. I'm sorry.
I'm actually literally on my own websites trying to figure out my vacation plans. You're out here creating work for me. No.
So where are you going on vacation? What are you trying to line up? What
I have to go to North Carolina for Winston-Salem to receive the Florida.
I thought you were going to set a witch on fire. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go what?
You know, I have been to Salem, Massachusetts, which is the start, which is like the epicenter of Halloween. I was there on Halloween. It was.
Did you light up a Salem witch?
No, I don't know. No.
Just checking. That's all.
It was a very, very weird thing.
It's a bucket list thing for some people. No, I want to light a Salem witch on fire.
It was a bucket list thing for the girl that I was with. So, cool. It was a little weird for me.
Okay.
But, you know.
She was into the black magic? That was her thing?
I don't know. She was into a lot of stuff. Black magic, I don't know.
Santeria?
Swinging. No.
Okay. As long as it's not Santeria, I would tell you go the other way. But
that's just a wife.
All right. So where is Salem in North Carolina? Is that East Carolina or West Carolina?
Greensboro, flying to Greensboro.
That's more on the eastern side, right? That's what it is, right? Right? I think.
It's all the same thing to me.
Okay. Well, no, I mean the western side, actually like Boone and Henderson and those kind of areas are really nice. Henderson, I hear Henderson, North Carolina is really, really nice.
Yeah. Trying to decide if I want to drive it or if I want to fly it. Just can't make my mind up.
Oh, fly, bro. Fly. Just fly into Charlotte or whatever and then drive from there, bro. It's enough drive. The drive inside North Carolina is really nice, but to drive through, bro, Florida is such a pain in the ass to get out of, man.
Yes, it is.
Jesus Christ, dude. It's just...
But once you get out of it, it's
a... Yes. Nice. Yes. Once you get out of it, you're good. But holy crap, dude. And when you have to go west, You're going through Florida and then the whole damn panhandle. Oh my God, the most boring drive is the panhandle. The only thing more boring than driving through the panhandle of Florida is driving through Texas, because Texas is just
land, dry
land. Like, mountains are like so far in the distance that they're not even entertaining to see because they're so far away. You know what I'm saying? It's just, yeah. And it's 969 miles. From one end of Texas to the other of boring I-10, bro. Boring I-10. Well,
Florida is a nice little stretch.
Not the panhandle.
I hate that ride to the top from Orlando to the top.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's lame. It's lame. I'm with you there. All right. Follow, huh? Greensboro. That's where it's by. Oh, okay. Oh, so it's a little on the northern part of North Carolina. Okay.
It's important to know.
Winston-Salem, yeah. Yeah, it'll be there with all the witches. All right, man. Well, tell us about the seances, all the bonfires and everything when you're there in Salem, bro. Follow him on Twitter at Omar Kelly. Give him all kinds of tips on witches, since he is going to meet lots of them. And catch him at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And catch him tonight on Sirius. I Am Athlete.
Channel
82. Is on Sirius? 82. There you go. All right, my brother. Have a great weekend. We will catch up on Tuesday. No?
Might need to move it because availability.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we'll
talk about that.
We're digital. We just. All right, man. Be good. There you go. The great Omar Kelly.